National News. Good evening and welcome to the 18 Hours News Bulletin on Millennium Radio. The headlines: Zambia reaffirms commitment to China ties. Mondubile calls for opposition unity. Japan's governing party projected to win snap election majority.
Millennium FM, the voice of development.
With the details, my name is Mogwemati Mautijilalam. The Zambian government has reaffirmed its commitment to strengthening ties with China as the country joins its Chinese counterparts in celebrating the Chinese New Year, the Year of the Horse. Speaking at the 2026 Zambia Chinese Spring Festival Tembophlea, the Vice President, Mtale Nalumango, has emphasized the importance of the relationship between the two nations, citing China's support for Zambia's economic endeavors through initiatives like the Belt and Road Initiative and the four CARC programs. The event aimed at enhancing people-to-people interaction and promoting trade and investment between Zambia and Chinese entrepreneurs is seen as a significant step towards deepening cultural and education ties between the two countries. Ms. Nalubango has expressed Zambia's desire to expand areas of cooperation with China, particularly in the areas of industrialization and value addition to natural resources. The celebration is also seen as an actualization of the China-Africa 10-point partnership action plan, which emphasizes people-to-people cooperation and cultural exchanges.
Zambia has recorded several successes, among others, the revitalization of the Tazara Railway, the construction of the Lusaka-Angola dual carriageway, the construction of the milling plants in Ntika and Mbonze. In this regard, I therefore reiterate the Zambian government's desire to expand further the areas of cooperation for the mutual benefit of our two countries and people. Your Excellency, ladies and gentlemen, as Zambia, and indeed the rest of the world, admires the industrialization of China.
And representing the government of China, Wang Che charged the affairs of the Chinese embassy in Zambia, indicated that the China-Africa Year of the People-to-People Exchanges began with a spring festival, Tembophlea, in Zambia today. Mr. Chang says in the next few months, China will collaborate with Zambian partners to organize a series of activities, including Chinese and Zambian youth revisiting the Tazara Railway, the China-Zambia Vocational Skills Competition, a painting exhibition on the Tazara Railway, and the Chinese Film Festival.
And take our bilateral and multilateral cooperation to the next high level. Mrs. Vice President, ladies and gentlemen, as we commemorate the 70th anniversary of the establishment of diplomatic ties between China and Africa, we are also celebrating China-Africa Year of People-to-People Exchanges this year. On January the 8th, the launch ceremony of the 2026 China-Africa Year of People-to-People Exchanges was held at the AU headquarters.
And Tourism Minister Rodney Sikumba has charged that the ties between the two countries show a deeper relationship between Zambia and China, entrenched on mutual respect, which has seen Zambia benefit on the tourism front, especially in its quest to improve tourist arrivals to 3 million.
We were talking of close to 50,000 Chinese nationals living here in Zambia, which I'd like to give a round of applause for that information. And Madam Vice President, those numbers purely indicate the relations that we have grown with our colleagues from China for the last 60 years plus. And indeed, for our government, the European League government, it's a sure indication of how we elevated our bilateral relations. As at the last meeting, when His Excellency the President of the Republic of Zambia, Mr. Hage Geingob, visited Beijing, at which we enhanced our bilateral relations to strategic and more comprehensive.
Mining expert Charles Mulila has called on players in the artisanal and small-scale mining sector to take advantage of the government efforts aimed at promoting transparency and fair pricing of minerals. Mesa Mulila says small-scale miners need to get organized when it comes to the sale of their minerals, noting that this will help them benefit more meaningfully from the mining sector. He has explained that improved organization will not only strengthen bargaining power, but also ensure that small-scale mining businesses grow and contribute significantly to the economy. Meanwhile, Ms. Mulila has asked the government to ensure that miners operating in newly opened mining areas are adequately equipped with the necessary tools and skills to improve productivity and safety.
The part and parcel of the 3 million metric tons copper strategy, they can feed into that, but they need to be supported fully to give them everything that is actually needed, because many times we prefer to give foreign investors, but things like gold mining, manganese, be given to the local people. That's the only way they can also benefit.
Tonse Alliance President Brian Mondovile has urged opposition political parties to unite, saying Zambians are demanding a united front and will not compromise on unity of purpose. Speaking during a Tonse Alliance media briefing, Mr. Mondovile says the alliance key task is to bring together opposition parties and promote national unity through inclusiveness. He says that Tonse Alliance is prioritizing young people by appointing youth to leadership positions so they can actively participate in shaping the country's future. Mr. Mundibili has also called on more women to join the alliance, noting that they are being appointed to senior positions to encourage their participation in leadership.
I want to repeat that the job we have ahead, number one, as Tom said, is to unite the opposition. We have a huge task of bringing other opposition political parties together. Unity of purpose is what the Zambians have demanded for, and they have compromised. We should also work very hard to begin to unite the country. That is the reason why when we look at our motto, we want to speak in all the languages. Here at Tonse Alliance, we want the youth to feel at home. The youth will be the face of Tonse. You've seen in our appointments, we want the youth to take leading roles to ensure that they participate.
National Democratic Congress President Savoy Imboela has described the government's 700 kwacha salary increment for civil servants as welcome move, but insufficient to cushion workers against the rising cost of living. Speaking in an interview with Millennium Radio, Ms. Imboela says the increase does not match the current economic realities, noting that the cost of basic necessities has escalated sharply. She explains that the basic food basket for a family of five now stands at 11,000 kwacha, making it difficult for many civil servants to make ends meet despite the salary adjustments. Ms. Imboela has argued that for the increment to have a meaningful impact, the government should have considered a minimum increase of 2,000 kwacha across the board, which she says would better reflect inflation levels and the prevailing cost of living.
You know, this is a welcome move, but I think for me and the NDC, it's not enough, because the cost of living has gone up so much. You know, if you look at the food basket right now, for a family of five, you need about 11,000 kwacha, very, very high. So with this, you find that a lot of people still can't make ends meet. If the government is going to make an increment, I think a minimum of 2,000 kwacha across the board would actually be good to reflect the inflation and the cost of living, which is there now. We have also seen the dollar going down, but the dollar has gone down, but the cost of commodities have still remained the same. So with that, you find that even when the increment is there of 700 kwacha, it really won't do much.
And now, business news. Business news.
The Zambia Chamber of Small and Medium Business Association Vice President Justin Kalukango says there is need to ensure that the current economic fundamentals are sustained in order to benefit small and medium enterprise. Mr. Kalukango says the strides being made by the government to stabilize the economy are commendable, adding that it is important for the government to maintain this positive economic trajectory. He He says this will ensure that the sustained growth in the economy. Mr. Kalukango has since urged the players in the SME sector to take advantage of the improving economic environment to grow their businesses.
This objective step that has been taken is